Again, Merry Christmas. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning, it might seem unusual, but I'm thinking a little bit about Moses. You know, the Old Testament guy who wrote the first five books of the Bible. Let me tell you why I'm thinking about him on Christmas morning. It's because of the manger we just sang about, in which Christ was laid after he was born, that we celebrate today. That manger of Jesus reminds me of the basket of Moses. You remember the story? At the time Moses was born in Egypt, Pharaoh was killing all of the male infants of the Hebrews. Now, Moses' mother, to protect him, sent him off down the Nile in a basket. And he floated into the life of an Egyptian woman. And not just any Egyptian woman, but the daughter of Pharaoh, the man who'd ordered the killing of the Hebrew infants. Now, in just the birth and the basket, we can see many parallels between Moses and Jesus. The earthly father of Jesus and the daughter of Pharaoh were neither of these infants' natural parents, and yet both did their tasks of parenting with God's guidance. Both raised these sons in an admirable fashion and gave them the love and protection and the care that they needed to become the people God planned them to be. And both parents faced adversity, and both faced tyrannical leaders. For Pharaoh's daughter, Hatshepsut was her name, she was under the influence and control of the man who chose to put to death all the Hebrew babies, except the one that she saved. And for Joseph, the husband of Jesus' mother, Mary, he protected his holy infant born today by taking him, of all places, into the same Egypt where Moses was raised. Joseph did this to keep Jesus from Herod putting him to death, along with all the other baby boys in Bethlehem. That was Herod's attempt to slaughter this very infant king. So, while Hatshepsut and Joseph each did admirable jobs of parenting, you have to remember it was under less than comfortable or ideal circumstances. And then there's this, the basket and the manger themselves. Neither of them was meant for the purpose they were put to use for. Both were meant for low and menial tasks, things that certainly we wouldn't associate with anything special or holy. And yet, through the hand of God, both of these were transformed from common to sacred, from rude to royal. God chose to use what was ordinary to give shelter and protection to these extraordinarily sent individuals. Now, there is much more that Moses and Jesus have in common. We just simply don't have time to review on this very glad morning. But I would like to point out that from just a few verses beyond the gospel lesson today, the gospel writer John writes of one more parallel that's important. In verse 17, he writes, "For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." Both Moses and Jesus gave us what God knew we needed at the right times we needed them. The law of God that came through Moses showed us the mind and the will of God. That law put structure and form to the holiness of God in a way that we could, in some form or fashion, that we could grasp hold of. And that form taught us that we could not accomplish holiness or complete understanding of God on our own. St. Paul writes in Galatians 3, "So the law was put in charge to lead us. The law was put in charge to lead us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith." The law then gave us a firm understanding of how just, perfect, and righteous God truly is. And that understanding leads us, as Paul pointed out, to our need for Christ, to our need for our Savior. He would be the truth of God for us and also grant to us the mercy that we needed in order to have the holiness that is required of us to have a restored relationship with God the Creator. The law of Moses helped us, the law that Moses gave us helped us to understand that in our breaking of the law of God, we broke our relationship with God, our Creator. Jesus, on this holy day, came not to eliminate the law, but to fulfill the law's entire demands. And that fulfillment is then given to us by grace through faith alone. As John this morning points out, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. The truth is that God alone could fulfill the needs of the holy law that was given through Moses. And the grace that grants us that holiness comes through the cross and the resurrection of this infant, Jesus Christ. So before I close this morning, let's go back to the manger. Let's go back to the manger and the basket and point out that the manger and the basket, well, they remind me of us. The manger and the basket remind me of you and I. As I said, these were things that were common and ordinary. By God's grace, they were transformed into extraordinary vessels that carried God's law and gospel into this world. By His grace to us, that is what He transforms us also into, vessels of His law and gospel to this world. In Christ coming to us that we celebrate this morning, we rejoice that He has made of us something extraordinary. He and He alone has come to bring the truth that God's grace transforms us. Now, when we come to take communion today, remember that His word and His sacrament transforms us. At the manger this morning, the Christ of God comes to each of us. And we rejoice that we are not left unchanged by His coming. So be glad this Christmas day for the manger, for the basket, and for God's grace come to you. In the name of our infant King Jesus, we pray. Amen. May the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and